This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The following is paid for by the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
This is Tech Vibe Radio, your front row seat to Pittsburgh's technology and innovation economy. Tech Vibe is brought to you by Compunetics at compunetics.com, Chorus Call at choruscall.com, Highmark at highmark.com, Huntington Bank at huntington.com, Kindling at thekindlingagency.com, PNC Bank at pnc.com, and Savior at savior.com. Tech Vibe proudly broadcasts from the Huntington Bank studios. It is Sunday morning. Thanks for tuning in to Tech Vibe Radio. This is Jonathan Kirsten.
And this is Audrey Rousseau.
Audrey, it is Sunday, my favorite day of the week.
Is it really?
It is, because I get to hang out in the studio with you talking to some of the coolest people in Pittsburgh's tech industry. Simple as that. And technology and marketing these days, it just goes hand in hand. I feel like so much tech drives marketing in this day and age. And maybe a few people may not know this. You and I know this very well. We have some companies here like Brunner, where for 20 years, they've been at the leading edge of putting tech into everything they do for their clients for, I don't know, so many different ways. And we have a cool guest here today that I'm very excited about, just saying, Audrey, you know.
It's great. So who do we have here in the house?
Hi, I'm Michelle O'Neill. I'm Senior Director of Web Solutions and Delivery at Brunner. I've been there about 25 years, believe it or not, which
I can't even say that
because that just makes me a little bit old. But yeah, I've been there 25 years, so seen the full evolution of the technology changes that you talked about, Jonathan, and it's really been exciting to be a part of it.
So tell us about Brunner. People have not heard of Brunner. There might be some out there.
Yeah, definitely. So Brunner's a full-service marketing agency. We have about 130 people total. We have offices in Pittsburgh and in Atlanta. We've been around for, I don't know, I guess around like 40 years or so, somewhere in that time frame. You know, started off as a B2B agency and just have evolved from there to really cover all of the different services now, where we have, you know, performance marketing, we have SEO, we have strategists, we have digital science, data engineers, account management, a digital development team, just Really, anything you can think of, we have in-house.
Embracing tech all the way through. I mean, I go back to the different iterations of your different, like the Brunner Works, the Beehive. You also have these great ways of getting tech into everything you do for your clients. And it's really interesting stuff.
Just all the changes really show that we're not afraid to, you know, change things up and to evolve.
Well, you move with the market. Simple as that.
Yeah, there's been different needs all the way through. And so we've just made sure that we've been adapting and evolving throughout to make sure that we're meeting those needs. And, you know, sometimes our groups have had different names, but we've always been Brunner.
And so if people are listening, like, you know, they might say, why might I reach out to Brunner? Give some examples of what people should be thinking about and what problems they're trying to solve.
So I think there's a number of things. One of the things that we've done a really good job at is customizing the experience and how we partner with clients. So in some cases, we may be the agency of record and we may do all of the services, you know, from end to end. And others, we're just their digital partner. So we're going to create their website. We're going to build their digital strategy and their social media and their performance marketing, those types of things. In other places, you know, we've done the UX and creative, but we haven't actually done the development of the site. That's okay with us too. We really like to work in a number of different ways, and it's whatever meets our clients and our partners' needs, we're willing to adapt to do that.
And so is there any size company that's your sweet spot or?
Really good question. I'm sure that the four partners probably would have maybe a bit of a different answer than I do because I really have been focused more in the digital space for a long time. But we have a lot of, you know, national brands and regional brands that we work with. So to us, it's really just who's a good partner and who can we help, you know, solve their challenges and help them.
So what are some of the trends? Like, what are some of the things that you're seeing right now? And, you know, in our world, trends are like what's last week.
Exactly.
It's not like the analysis of all of 2026, 2025. It's really like we're moving at the speed of light.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, everything right now, the speed at which everything is changing is just unbelievable, more so than ever before. So, you know, anytime you're talking about trends, you're really talking about AI and how does that change our life, you know, both from a technical and a personal standpoint, as well as the end consumers and their journey along the way. So really thinking about, you know, creating the personalized content, creating the interactions that help us react better, that help us adapt and learn and predict behavior, all those types of things, using that in a quick, fast-paced world and then changing that up so that we can meet whatever the new demands are.
Before we jumped in and started recording this, we were having a little discussion just about how fast the trends are happening. I'm like, oh my goodness. I'm like, Michelle, how do you stay on top of all this? I think you need a full-time job of just, you know, what technology can we now deploy to solve that problem for our client?
I totally agree with you. I mean, I do think that, you know, this probably is some people's full-time job because it changes that quickly. I think to stay on top of things, you have to incorporate a number of different things. One is just staying hands-on with the clients and the projects, hearing what their new challenges are. One is working with, you know, I work with all the teams at Brunner's, all the different disciplines, and seeing what they've focused on and what they're hearing from their partners and different clients and building that together. The other thing is just really, you know, Rick Garnier, who was our chief digital officer who just retired at the end of last month, one set of advice he gave me was, you know, take 15, 20 minutes every day and subscribe to all these different things and really just take the time to read up on everything that's going on. Sit in a quiet space, ingest it, and really process it. And then that way, you know, every day, it's part of your day, it's part of your routine, it's top of mind as you go throughout your day. And you think, oh, I just read something on that. You know what, that would be interesting if we started to do that, or hey, we could try this out. So really just, you know, things like that, looking at the trends and trying to stay up on them as much as you can. But like you said, that's kind of a full-time job.
We've had Rick on the show many times over the years, Audrey. Super great guy. And I'm always like, my goodness, I couldn't believe, you know, he retires. And now it's like you're kind of slotting in there, which I think is just so exciting. I mean, you would be really stoked about your new position there.
I am. I'm really excited. Obviously, with Rick leaving, it's big shoes to fill. But I mean, I'm really excited to work with the team. I manage the project management team and the development team, as well as some other things. And just we have a great team. We have a group of really good, smart people. And I learn from them as much as they learn from me. So it's a great collaboration across the board. So I'm excited about that.
And what are the kinds of things that you see people struggling with? Is there any thematic that you're seeing? Like any
common things? Oh, that's a good
question.
I think it's just really the rapid pace that everything changes. You know, there isn't any more of the set it and forget it. You have to constantly assess and, you know, evaluate everything and then replan, restructure, and really revisit. So I think that's really the one thing is it's, you can't set it and forget it. You have to constantly keep looking at it and adjust.
It's like you're always reading something new for 15 minutes a day. There's always something new you got to keep tweaking when you're working
exactly.
with your clients. It's like, it doesn't end.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness, but make the time go by fast, right?
Yes. Yes. And I think if you're not learning, you're going to get left behind. So, I mean, it's something that you just have to build into your day and you have to get comfortable with it.
Audrey tells me that all the time.
And
she absolutely does. Oh my goodness. We got about a minute or so before break. I'm having a great time. In case you just tuned in, we are talking to Michelle O'Neill from Bruner. And if you go to brunerworks.com, you can check out all their work. Like as we started the segment off, I mean, you guys have just been embracing technology since the earliest of days when I feel like the CMO has become the CTO in so many ways, the way that drives things. But we're glad to have you here. We're learning so much.
Glad to be here.
So, Audrey, we're taking a quick break. What do you think?
I think we'll be right back.
We'll be right back. This is Jonathan Kirstein.
And this is Audrey Rousseau.
If you go to the Pittsburgh Technology Council's website at pghtech.org, you can find out how we love helping tech companies succeed. We'll see you in a quick flash.
The Pittsburgh Technology Council has been helping our region's tech companies succeed since 1983. The Pittsburgh Technology Council helps its members meet new customers, hire top talent, make headlines, and have a strong voice in government. From startup to multinational, the PTC helps tech companies and advanced manufacturers of all sizes. See how we can help your venture grow at pghtech.org. That's pghtech.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
A strong work culture is the invisible force that binds employees to each other, to the company, and to their work. It's linked to better business outcomes, happier employees, and increased retention. How we work and where we work continue to evolve in almost every way, yet our human need for connection and purpose remains. Help your employees connect and thrive by evolving your culture to support your team, regardless of how or where they work. So discover how the Kindling Culture Agency can transform your company's culture at sparksomethingbig.com. That's the Kindling Culture Agency at sparksomethingbig.com. Compunetics is the leading developer of unified voice, video, and data collaboration and conferencing applications for the service provider, government, and unique workflow applications. The Summit Olympus and Evergreen platforms, driven by their encrypted user interfaces, enable powerful and secure collaboration. Combined with world-class support and innovative professional services, Compunetics delivers the right solution every time. Learn more at Compunetics.com. This is Tech Vibe Radio, your front row seat to Pittsburgh's technology and innovation economy.
Tech Vibe is brought to you by CompuNetics at CompuNetics.com, Chorus Call at ChorusCall.com, Highmark at Highmark.com, Huntington Bank at Huntington.com, Kindling at TheKindlingAgency.com, PNC Bank at PNC.com, and Savior at Savior.com. Tech Vibe proudly broadcasts from the Huntington Bank Studios. Welcome back. Audrey, we are here to give our listeners their very own front row seat to Pittsburgh's tech and innovation industry. And today, it's all about blurring of tech and marketing and all the good stuff and how Bruner's been doing this for like decades. It's kind of been their middle name has been tech. They've embraced it in so many ways with their various labs they've had over the years. And today we have Michelle O'Neill here, and she's got a great title, Audrey. I like saying this, Web Solutions and Delivery. Delivery. It's like you're bringing it out and saying, here's your web solution. I'm delivering it to you. Very cool. We're glad to have you here today.
Thank you.
Before we left, we're really having so much fun talking, just learning about some of the trends and stuff like that. And just learning about more about the company, how you guys operate. And I mean, the people you employ here, I mean, there's a lot going on here.
We have some really smart, good people, which is just amazing. It makes all of our jobs so much easier.
It's such a joy when that happens, isn't it?
And your background is so cool because you don't bring the typical background that you would think someone in your position would bring.
Right. I'm not a developer by nature.
We won't tell anybody.
Yeah. You know, Audrey. I know just enough to be dangerous.
Good.
And my team thinks that I have a super ability that I really can break pretty much almost anything. They find that as my super.
That's good QA stuff right there. Yeah, that's good.
I come up with a lot of weird use cases and I can definitely break some things. So it's always good for us.
That's great.
But I started in account management. And so I learned the client side and really started to think about the client challenges and things like that. And then, you know, websites, and we're talking a while ago, websites started to really become a focus in changing the evolution. And I was just interested. And I said, hey, you know, I want to try that. And I talked to the Bruner leadership team at the time, and they allowed me to make my own career path,
which was great.
I mean, I think that's something that I've always been grateful for.
No.
So I moved into digital project management and kind of learned all the hows, the whys, the what's, the technology. And so I think that perspective, you know, because I'm not a developer, I bring a different perspective to some of the challenges that we're trying to solve. And we have the one way of thinking and then another way of thinking, and we always end up with a better solution because we've considered all sides.
Nice. And we're disciplinary, which is really great. So, you know, so many people coming out of school now are wrestling with their own careers, particularly if they come out of marketing or they come out of computer science, they come out of industrial design. I mean, I'm trying to think of the things at one point, and, you know, engineering design, that people are trying to find their way when you combine artificial intelligence and you combine the fact that anyone can build anything, you know, forget the quality for a minute, but, you know, the ability to build anything. You know, what kind of guidance would you give people as they navigate their way?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think, first of all, I would tell them, you know, buckle up and enjoy the ride, because you don't know what's coming around the next corner. You have to be willing to learn on a regular basis. You have to be willing to adapt. You know, don't pigeonhole yourself into one specific area. Try to learn several so that you have, you know, that different perspective that you can bring to the table that a lot of other people wouldn't have. There's definitely opportunities across the board. You know, AI may change some of the entry-level things, but, you know, getting in the door and really focusing on things that are important to you, learning. And I think also, you know, there's a real need to have people that can write the prompts for AI and really guide it so that you're getting both what you need out of it, quantity, quality, and ethical content. So I think that's going to be a growing thing as well, and start to look into that as well and see how you can shape and grow in that development skill.
Well, if you look at your background, you know, 25X years, you know, you've seen a lot of transformation, as anyone would, over a 25-year period. You know, given the speed of light that we're moving at, it's probably equal to 50 years. But what about the fact that what you bring to the table is incredible domain business expertise? Right, because you've seen so many different kinds of clients.
Right.
What do you tell a young person, you know, or someone who's just graduated from university, just not necessarily young, but, you know, someone who's matriculated and studied? What do you advise them? Because it's easy for AI to sort of give you information, but if you don't have perspective, you don't know how to cull that information in terms of using
it. I mean, I think AI as a tool is a great thing, but it's not the answer to everything. It shouldn't be a replacement. You know, you still need to have that human interaction. You still need to have that human touch and guidance to make sure, you know, not only are you getting the emotional connection at the end of the day, but it's the right content and the right approach, right information to be putting out there. So I would say, you know, don't be scared of AI. Definitely embrace it. But again, it's a tool, not a replacement for everything else that's going on. And you just have to learn where does it fit in.
Some sound thinking right there. I love that.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I worry about for people who don't understand. They can say, this is a workflow, this is an agent, and yet they don't even understand the business. And I want to make sure that young people, whether they go to school or not, that they get exposure to the problems that people are trying to solve.
Yeah, I think definitely, you know, internships are definitely key because you really can get in that door and start to see how, you know, people that have been in the business for a long time are really doing it and embracing AI. But again, it's not doing everything for them. I think, you know, mentoring people is key. I think definitely in this remote environment and people that, you know, there aren't as many entry level, having mentors is really key because they can give you that guidance and that knowledge from other experiences and you can bounce ideas off of them or suggestions or, hey, you know, how would you handle this?
Right.
And I think that's really important to continue going forward.
Mm-hmm. And so your clients are just of all shapes and sizes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So your teams really get exposed to all kinds of businesses.
Yes, absolutely. And I think the one thing that's important to remember is, you know, we're not experts in everything. Our clients are the experts in their business. So we always start with their expertise. And then we add our expertise and our strategy and data and everything else on top of it to build on that. You know, we don't come to them and saying, hey, this is exactly what you should do, because we don't know their business and we have to learn their business and get information from them. And that's really the starting point. And that's really key. Otherwise, you're just kind of talking at someone. You're not working and partnering with them.
Given the speed of change, given artificial intelligence, given the fact that technology is ubiquitous with all of us, what is anything surprising you right now?
I honestly think just the speed at which everything is changing is really the thing that, you know, I've seen a lot of changes over the years and it's never been at this speed before. And it's almost constant. And it's
great,
you know,
point.
Like we said, it's hard to keep up.
You
it
makes
it's hard to really stay on top of it.
It makes you think about, like, I feel like the AI change we're experiencing now is like bigger than when the web came out, for lack of a better term, in the mid to late 90s. And think about it, it took like 10 years before people were really transacting anything online. And now it's like six months they do stuff and you can transact.
Yeah, you can transact now. That's immediately said to our CFO the minute that ChatGPT said that they were going to have commerce with Shopify and with Etsy. I go, well, what are we doing?
Right.
I said, why aren't we there?
Yeah.
He's like, what about all the controls? What about this? I said, there's got to be some controls with Etsy and Shopify that we could leverage.
Absolutely.
But
that's so funny.
That
I just read that article.
That's all fast.
Yeah, this was like the other day. I said, let's do it. I want us to do it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, that's where it's like, I can. So in your position, I'm thinking, my goodness, like, I think you need to take Rick's advice and double it to where you're going to read for half an hour a day, not just 15 minutes
you're
a day. Because, I mean, there's so much. And it's like, God bless you. Because It's rough, but hey, it's got to be a ton of fun, though.
It is. It really is.
And
I mean,
you have an incredible team with you. You've got some great folks I know who work in there with you. So I feel like, man, this is an adventure.
Absolutely. And, you know, the key is really to surround yourself with smarter people than me. And
amen.
I definitely have smarter people there than me. So it's a really good fit in a foundation.
It's great.
We just had a lot of fun
because
I never have a boring day. Sometimes I don't know what that day is even going to look like. That's one of the reasons I've stuck around.
Yeah, that's
really
cool.
Because I actually enjoy it. I don't want to sit at a desk and be bored all day. I want, you know, things to change up and some fires to come in and changes and all of that. It's just way more exciting that way.
That's great. Well, they're lucky to have you. Congratulations.
Good stuff.
Thank you very much.
We're talking to Michelle O'Neill, Senior Director of Web Solutions and Delivery at Bruner.
Yep.
Go to brunerworks.com.
All day long.
That's cool.
Yeah. Nice wrap up, man. Good, fun stuff. And my final website is pghtech.org because Audrey, we love helping tech companies succeed. Been a long time I've been doing it too. Kind of like it. I think we're just like Michelle. We got that passion for what we do. We don't like be bored either. So we have a lot of fun at Tech Council. If pghtech.org. This is Jonathan Kirstein.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Audrey, I will see you next Sunday. If you want more Tech Vibes, go wherever you get your podcast. Look for Tech Vibe and man, lots of interviews. We'll catch you on the next one. Bye. Thanks for geeking out with us on Tech Vibe Radio. Tune in next Sunday for more tech and innovation stories right here from Pittsburgh. Get Tech Vibe wherever you get your podcasts and never miss a show. Tech Vibe is brought to you by Compunetics at compunetics.com, Chorus Call at choruscall.com, Highmark at highmark.com, Huntington Bank at huntington.com, Kindling Agency at thekindlingagency.com, PNC Bank at pnc.com, and Savior at savior.com. And we're always coming at you right from the Huntington Bank studios.
The preceding was paid for by the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.